Well, my thoughts are that I think that the state has a role to play in making sure that the convention and visitor assets of our major city are actually doing what they're supposed to do to create jobs, to attract tourism, and to attract conventions. That's why we built the hotel. And if you ask anybody that runs the convention and visitor business, they will tell you that that hotel has actually been a very successful addition to the offerings that Baltimore has to offer. Having said that, the city shouldn't have to carry this weight by herself. We should not have had to do it by ourselves 10 years ago when the state, for no good reason, told us this was something we had to do on our own, when clearly it was something we were doing to bolster a convention center that was built primarily with state dollars. So I'm looking forward to talking with the mayor about it and finding a way that the state can be helpful, especially, you know, as we come out of this recession, and make sure that that the hotel does what it's supposed to for the state benefit of attracting conventions to Baltimore.
But I thought this was a $305 million taxpayer-funded project that you pushed through City Council.
That you took
responsibility for.
Well, we did, because we needed to build a convention center hotel. It would have been good if at the time we could have had some state help. Having said that, I think you can't look, well, you can look at the hotel in isolation, or you can look at it more properly as part of the convention center complex, which was financed primarily by the state, but which has a lot of economic impact that benefits people throughout our state, including the city of Baltimore. And so if in the financing of this there's a need for the state to step up now, better now than never, it was probably would have been better structured if we had had a more cooperative state. You may recall, at the time that we asked, we were told no by the then governor,
who's no longer the governor.
What, for not running the first time? No, I'm glad I stayed in the city of Baltimore. We made a lot of gains.
No, it's not that. Is it time for the city to get out of the hotel business?
I don't know about that. The city, if there were somebody that wanted to purchase that asset, I mean, it's the ideal location, notwithstanding this particular juncture of the financing and the payment on the bonds. It's actually a good investment. It's a good investment that has benefited the entire state and the city. You have to look at the reason why this was financed as a city asset was because we got much more favorable terms in terms of the interest rates than somebody privately could get. Now, that may have changed. So you might well be able to get a private entity to take this over, to refinance it, save the city the interest rates that, you know, were all done pre-recession. So there's lots of different ways to go. And for the state's part, I've long believed that hotel was something that should have been state participation in it. And so, you know, look forward to working with the mayor and making sure that we fulfill our responsibilities as a state.